Don't be afraid, your life will have an end. Be much more afraid, it will never have a beginning. Once a week, around the world, this is the Weekly Podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome once again to the Weekly Podcast. You might be listening to this for the first time. There's many of you that have no doubt been listening to this for a long time, but there's been a real surge in the last week. So welcome aboard if you're listening for the first time. The Weekly Podcast, simply designed to give you some really simple, powerful idea to use for the week ahead. We're all really busy, so rather than doing a one-hour analysis and exploration of some key topic, I'm just going to push through in a couple of minutes. Now, this week, what I wanted to do was talk to you about a concept called self-sabotage. Now, nobody turned this off because all of us do it at some level, and it's really interesting to understand it and to get some insight into the things that we do that may be undermining our success. So there might be some area of your life, well, there is some area of your life where you really want to make some changes, and you've been trying for a long period of time, and like most of us, what you're probably doing is trying to use willpower. Now, if you go back through the Weekly Podcast, you'll hear me at different times talk about some pretty interesting studies out of Harvard on the role of willpower. And it seems, or at least the current thinking, and these things are never fixed, we always get new information and new ideas, but that willpower is really a finite resource. That once you really try and just push through and, you know, just try and sort out exactly what it is that, you know, you're trying to do with willpower, you're only going to get so much breakthrough. Because willpower eventually is going to get depleted, you're going to get exhausted, and you're going to go, well, I tried really hard, but it didn't work. So rather than use willpower, we want some insight. We want to understand how things really work and then use great strategies. Now, willpower is important. I'm not saying that we don't have to use some of it, but I am saying that it's not the only thing. And that's a big paradigm shift, isn't it? I mean, for most of your life, you've probably thought, well, I just got to try harder. I've just got to, you know, just be more disciplined. And those things are important, but we do know that they're not the only thing. So with this self-sabotage idea, I want to suggest to you and I sort of another paradigm shift is that you are not always on your own side. I mean, there are things you do where you're trying to do one thing and you'll notice that you just keep... I'll give you a classic example. I'll give you an example from my own life. Now, if you've listened to the podcast, you know that I do a huge amount of physical fitness stuff. I love keeping fit. You know, for years I've been running and running and running. At the moment, talking to you, I'm actually talking to you wearing one of those big special boots that you have to wear with when people break their foot. I've done some tendon damage, so I can't run. So what do? I'm cycling like crazy. I'm still playing golf, and I swim a lot. But I've noticed something interesting. Every Friday over the last 2 weeks, I have one weakness. You know, we have this sort of ritual on Fridays. We have takeaway together as a family. But I have this favorite ice cream. Now, you could be listening to this anywhere in the world, so you may not know of it, but it's called Cookie Cream Commotion. Now, some of you have heard that. You know, some of you go, oh, yeah, yeah, we know about the commotion. Now, Cookie Cream Commotion is an extraordinary ice cream. So here I am, right, out there swimming 2 kilometers a day or cycling, you know, and then all of a sudden, every Friday, I'm eating almost a huge amount of Cookie Cream Commotion. And I'm thinking, man, I love this stuff. It's really nice. And some of you go, Jonathan, relax. Man, you can have some ice cream. And I go, yeah, of course I can. But I've just noticed that, do I need this? What am I doing here? And I thought, you know, here I am at one level trying to keep really fit. And then at this other side, I'm eating all this Cookie Cream Commotion. So I realized that I'm not always on my own side. There's things I'm doing to undermine the directions I want to head. And you're doing it too. So self-sabotage is a big part of our lives, and I want you to think right now, and if you've been on the journey with the Weekly Podcast for a while, you know that a journal is really important. You know, the older I get, you know, the busier I get, the still I'm just out there with the pen, actually a physical pen in my hand, not a keyboard, and actually journaling. But there's something in your life now where you're doing self-sabotage. Could be career. You know, if you're a younger person, you might be studying for exams. And what do we do all the time? You know, I've really got to study. I've really got to do this. I've really got to do this. Just one more hour of TV. Just one more hour of internet. We just fight all these little things that keep pulling us back. So the question is, how are we going to fix this? I want to make it really simple. On the big level, one of the things about self-sabotage is that we actually have this kind of blueprint. You have this kind of what we call a schema of how you think your life should look and be. And really shifting that schema is pretty big work, and it's hard to do. And part of you is always going to keep pulling you back to where you are. And you're there going, no, I'm journaling, I'm writing, I know what I want to do, I know I want to get promoted, I want this job, I want to do this, I want to start this thing. But unless that blueprint underneath has really changed and you've really articulated a different way of being, you're going to find yourself doing behaviors that keep pulling you back to that underlying blueprint and schema. So step one is to really document, to think, to passionately connect with where you really want to be, because you've got to change. That's like software. You've got to rewrite the software of where you want to be in life. Otherwise, the self-sabotage behaviors are going to keep pulling you back. So that's the first step, is to really understand that we're working at a deep level here, and you've got to get those deeper understandings. You've got to be clear, have clarity about where you want to be going, what you want to be achieving, and you've got to write that down and document it. That's the first thing. The other thing you got to do is important practical things. So I've found with things like cookie cream commotion, the hardest step is just to basically not have it in the house. I don't want to fight the willpower battle. I don't want to have to sit in my house going, I know that only 5 steps from where I'm sitting, there is cookie cream commotion. Now, I probably should have shares in cookie cream commotion. Now, a whole bunch are going to jump on the internet and go, cookie cream, where do I buy it? Now, I don't want to fight that willpower battle. I don't want to have to go and go, oh, I'm just going to be strong and I tough it out. The easiest thing for me to do is just not have cookie cream commotion in the house. So that's a practical thing. It's like, don't even put yourself in the situation of where you're going to have a willpower battle. Now, the best stuff on willpower also talks about rituals. You know, like you've got to have... replace willpower with rituals where you actually kind of just do different things. So instead of cookie cream commotion, I steam vegetables or whatever. You know, I just have this ritual. I just change that ritual. Now, you know, I'm obsessing here about ice cream, but this, you can apply this to anything. And that's my one self-sabotage. It's my one area of weakness. You're going to have one too. So how do you create a practical situation where, you know, something's not in the house, or you replace X behavior with a different one? Usually, if you run a new ritual for about 20-odd days, around about 20 to 24 days, you normally find that it grooves in. It takes about that long. So there's a fair bit to think about there. Hopefully, you've got this on your phone, on your iPod, in the car. You can listen to it a couple of times. Jot down a couple of points. That's all you have to do each week, 1 or 2 points. Please forward this on to someone else. It's just really cool for different people to hear it. Let me know if you'd like me to come and do a speaking engagement for you somewhere. I'm doing some speaking work into the next year. So if you're interested in me coming to speak with your organization, just flip me an email. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. Been great talking with you. Now go out there, throw out your ice cream, get out your journal, and work on those areas where you are self-sabotaging, because the payoff is big. The life that you really want to live, the life that you actually deserve, is just around the corner. You just got to do some little things first. Have a fantastic week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast, or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.